Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Put that coffee down. Coffee is for closers. Oh, man. You go to YouTube. Just go to YouTube. Google coffee is for closers. You'll get about a 45-second video of Alec Baldwin and Glengarry Glen Ross. You'll see what I'm talking about. And that's what we're talking about right now on this podcast. It's okay to close. What are you afraid of? You know, closing is a beautiful thing. It's an art form, and it should be not looked at in a negative light. Why? Because you get the snake oil salesman that gives closing a bad name. Here's what happens. I talked about it on the first couple podcasts today. I said, hey, I closed this guy on the flight to Orlando for $10,000. I closed a lady yesterday for $7,500. I'll close somebody when I'm on the call with them next week. Look, closing is a positive word. Why? Because here's what you're doing. Okay, when you're selling to somebody, they're buying, okay, because on the other end of the equation, you can't sell something to somebody who isn't buying, all right, and everybody gets sold every single day. You married? You in a relationship? Okay, somebody got sold, all right? That's as easy as that. It's the easiest way to explain it, all right? Now, when you're closing the door on whatever it is somebody doesn't want anymore, okay? If you're showing somebody how to live a better life, you're closing the door on their old life, that those negative vibes, you're putting them all away, closing the door, man. You're closing the door. And what happens when you close one door? Another door opens, and you show them how to walk through the door of prosperity, how to walk through the door of abundance, how to walk through the door of a brand new life. That's the beauty of it. So if you associate closing with this, oh, geez, I don't want to be a closer. I mean, I don't know how to sell. That's the best part. People who don't know how to sell, that's the best close in the world, because then you're coming from an angle of pure, unadulterated value that you're bringing to somebody. You can even say, hey, look, I'm not a salesperson. I'm certainly got to tell you all the benefits of my, and fill in the blank, what it is. What is it that you're selling somebody, man? Don't be embarrassed to sell. I think as an entrepreneur, man, it's like, selling is awesome. Selling is great. And I tell people ahead of time, I'm speaking from stage today, later today in Palm Springs around 3:00 Pacific time. And I'm going to share with the audience, hey, I'm here to sell you. What do you think? I run a nonprofit? Every Day Saturday is not registered in the state of Ohio as a nonprofit organization. The only way I want you to invest your money in my course and my training is if you feel the value is there. And I got no issues whatsoever that you are going to be trampling over people to get to the back of the room to buy the product, because I will convey immense value with my product. And guess what else? I say it over and over again, and you know this to be true as well. People who pay more attention. You want to sell a $7 product, you're going to get $7 customers. You want to sell a $7,000 product, you're going to get $7,000 customers. Who do you think is a better client? Somebody who shops at Tiffany's for jewelry, or somebody goes to Walmart looking through the jewelry section there? People going to Walmart are shopping by price. People going to Tiffany's are shopping by quality. You want the Tiffany's experience, and you want to deliver that to your client. What are you ashamed of? Like, what are you afraid of? I don't understand. When people say, well, geez, I'm not a salesperson. Okay, so what that tells me is you don't believe in what it is you got to sell people. That's it. You don't believe in the value, which you know you believe in it. If I gave you a truth serum and we sat down in Starbucks, where all great truth serum lie detector tests are given, okay, I'm having a tea or a coffee, you're having whatever you drink, tea or coffee, whatever your favorite beverage is, and I said, sell me what it is, sell me the product that you've created, or at least sell me the vision of what it is you want to help people with. You know, even if that's getting involved with, I mean, look, there's so many ways to share the value, and we're sitting in Starbucks, are you seriously going to tell me I have no value to bring people? I don't really have a thought in my head. I'm void of any thoughts. That's crazy. You know that's crazy. Now, I will tell you where people get to a certain point in their life is they feel as though their thoughts don't matter. They feel they've been beaten down so much, they really are starting to wonder, geez, do I really even have any value to give somebody? And that's just conditioning. That's that's spending way too much time with the people in your life that are adding absolutely no value. That's hanging around four people every single day, and you all think the same, walk the same, talk the same, listen to the same music, watch the same stupid TV shows, and then you go in and do it all over again 365 days a year. You know what it is? Get outside your comfort zone. That's where all the magic happens. Hang around individuals who force you to think differently in a good way, you know, in a positive way. You know, stop watching reality shows. Start buying books on Amazon. Become an Amazon Prime member. Get books shipped to your house 2 days overnight. Watch videos on YouTube and get engaged, man. Get a part of this whole underground society where all the champions hang out, where they're speaking ways that you never thought could be spoken before. They're thinking ways you never thought you could ever think like that. You know, some of the most eye-opening experiences in my life have come from times where I look at people and they say, yeah, I did 100 grand. On Facebook last month, I got to up that to 200 grand. Profit. Like doing $1 million a day on Facebook. Profit. And I'm like, are you kidding? Did you get the comma right in that? Are you seriously making $1 million a day on Facebook? What are you out of your mind? Who does that? And I'm thinking, here I am, you know, testing this little $20 a day, trying to, you know, I'm going to tweak this message, and I don't want to spend too much time, $20-$50 a day, and these guys are doing $1 million. I'm thinking, wow, I've got to just change my way of thinking just to even hang with these people. I mean, I'm embarrassed. Stop playing small ball. Understand that closing, coffee is for closers. You want the coffee? You got to learn how to close. And coffee represents, in this podcast, freedom. Do you want it? Then learn how to close. You want to learn how to close? Learn how to position your value to somebody in a way that is completely authentic. You know, you don't need to be the snake oil salesman. You don't need to come up with these smarmy, slimy little ways. You know the emails you get in your inbox, right? You get the email from Johnny Marketer who talks in ways that every other marketer talks, you know? Hey, I didn't even know that you could spend $20 and make $1 million on network marketing. Easy, never have to speak to anybody, ever. Blah, 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 blah. You know, some of that's true. You can make $1 million never having to speak to anybody, but you got to set up funnels. It's not like, oh, look at this. I didn't even know that I could just spend $20 and make $1 million on the internet. No, here's what you do from authenticity. You want to know how to write that email better? Say, hey, it's Judy. Really wild story I got for you here. I'm sitting in my living room sending this email to you. It's a Saturday morning about 10 o'clock. The kids are out playing. I want to get this to you. I spent $20 on this business just to get involved, just to take a look behind the curtain and see what was going on. It was 3 years ago. And I kind of followed the breadcrumbs, and it led to this, and it led to that, and then it led me here, and it led me there. You know, $20, quite honestly, led to $2,000, but the wildest thing happened. I learned how to become a better marketer. I learned how to use systems. I learned how to create a product. Next thing you know, I've made 200 grand 3 years later by staying in the game and learning this system and how to develop it. So take my advice. Stay in the game. Join my team. Learn how to do what I do. It only takes $20 to get. And look, by the way, time out. It's Sam speaking again. I'm just spinning this stupid email that people send out all the time in a different way, coming at it from a manner of authenticity. And then going for the close. And you go for the close by saying this. Do what I did. Start with $20. Join my team. Yes, it's a business opportunity. Yes, there's a chance you'll lose your entire $20 investment. There's also an opportunity you could make 200 grand or more, like I did. But you never know unless you get started. If you feel as though this is a good fit for you, hit me up. Send me an email back. Get me on Facebook, Twitter, whatever your contact information is. And go for the close. You're letting somebody know that a better life exists. You're letting them know there's a low barrier to entry, just like the smarmy snake oil salesman does in theirs. But you're coming at it from a manner of authenticity, and you're doing it so much differently. You know, be yourself, man. You don't got to speak like anybody else. You got to speak like you. Because speaking like you, that's your unique DNA. That's your footprint. That's who you are. Why would you want to be somebody else? Why would you want to try to be somebody else? Be yourself. Sell what it is, the value that you want to bring to somebody. Or you ain't going to get the coffee, because coffee is for closers. I'm fired up, man. I'm jacked up. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know what's going on. Also, got an idea for the show? Let me know. And we'll give you a shout out, as I always do, to the listeners of the show. It's great to be back. It's great to have you along here for the ride and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.